Welcome back here to the Shays Restaurant post-game show. We got Coach Kent Van Overschild here up here with us in the post-game show with us. And Mitchell win it 55-20 here tonight. And really, we kind of used that phrase from last year, all gas and no brakes. We did that early on, took that big lead in that first quarter and kind of rolled in that second half and eased into this 55-20 victory.
You know, then offensively, we just kind of clicked. You know, we came out and executed. Exactly what we wanted to, you know, as far as call and execute and play. You know, we had some issues early with some penalties. You know, you can always clean those up. And with that, like I said, defense played well throughout that first half, and it was just exactly the type of football game that we wanted to play, and that was to play good tough defense and execute on the offensive side.
You know, and everybody, I'm pretty sure, got in tonight. I mean, that's a good positive as well, getting some reps in there. I know it wasn't the cleanest of games. Obviously, I think we had 99 yards of penalties. That's obviously way too much for you.
Yeah, and like I said, some of those you have, you know, some control over. Some of them you don't. But like I said, you just, you know, you take each opportunity and try to play as hard as possible. And, you know, like I said, sometimes those things are going to come up. We want to limit that. And, you know, in all possibilities, want to limit penalties. But, you know, here in the second half, you know, a lot of names, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, come to work every day and they got an opportunity to get on the football field and work. And like I said, even the second half, we had some guys like Ryan McGinnis and, you know, just I go right down the line of guys that we just needed to get some work, just needed to see what it was like to play at that level. And, you know, it seemed like to me, you know, Douglas played hard the entire game, and we matched that, you know, and maybe on the exception of the turnover down in our end there early in the half. You know, other than that, I thought we did the things that we needed to do to finish out the football game. So, like I said, with that, we needed to win, and we came out here and got one and build on that towards next week.
You know, one guy I want you to mention here a little bit is Jackson Sadler. This guy didn't play high school football. I correct me if I'm wrong, all high school. He came out this year. What a difference maker he's been in our secondary, really, and defensively. And he plays a little offense, too, for the Colonels.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, just an athlete, and, you know, and he's, you know, all about being with these guys, you know, playing high school football and continue to work, continue to find some joy in what we do and build each week. And, you know, this is obviously something we can look at from a positive standpoint, and it's great to see, you know, seniors like, you know, Jackson Sadler, Kobe Larson go right down the list of guys that just came out and performed tonight. And we need to do that each and every week going forward, because we had some big games, and, you know, there's no bigger game for any team than the next one, and that's the one we're focused on.
Yeah, we got next week. Your favorite week of the year is homecoming week, obviously. You know, it's part of the high school experience a little bit, but that's a big important week for us when Huron comes to town.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I don't know if that was planned or it just worked out, but couldn't be a more perfect situation for us, you know. And, you know, we're always just so, you know, glad when the royalty, there's just a great representation, you know, by the football team with Tegan and Drew and Mitch, and I'm missing one, Carter. Did I say Carter already?
No, but, four of them up there, yeah.
No, there's four there, and like I said, that's just a good representation of our program, which those guys represent our school and the community at really the highest level, and there could be multiple guys along there with them. So it's a special group of guys and a special class, and, you know, we obviously want to finish off the homecoming week with a win, and, you know, no better opponent that we'd like to pick right now then the Tigers coming in. So we'll check this one out and dust it off a little bit and start working towards the next one. So we appreciate everybody coming down out here to Rapid, and obviously people back home that are listening. We appreciate your support. And I think, like I said, our guys, great bunch of guys. We're going to continue to play and continue to find ways to win football games.
Coach, one week at a time. Safe trip home. Back to Mitchell.
All right. Thank you.